This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. With staffing cuts and furloughs looming this month, University of Akron faculty are repeating calls to prioritize academics over sports to meet steep budget shortfalls. In a detailed letter, the union representing faculty laid out their arguments for reducing the sports budget. The union says Akron spends around $26 million per year on athletics and debt for its football stadium, and that moving from Division I to Division II could bring around $20 million in savings. The university responded Monday, arguing it has already dropped three sports teams as part of $4.4 million in cuts to the athletics budget, and that leaving the Mid-American Conference in Division I would cost Akron $18 million and millions more in revenue. Administrators are considering deep staffing cuts to fill a $65 million budget hole. A state lawmaker from Cleveland says she tested positive for COVID-19. State Representative Stephanie House made the statement in a video posted to Twitter. She said her symptoms were mild, which included cough, loss of taste, and loss of smell. The Ohio House of Representatives last met on June 11th, and House contacted the Ohio House's Human Resources Director and those she had been around in the past 2 weeks. She's the first Ohio lawmaker to announce she has the disease. A company partly owned by Governor Mike DeWine is among those that received loans from a coronavirus aid program. DeWine Seeds Silver Dollar Baseball received a loan under the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program for a range of $150,000 to $350,000. The company owns the North Carolina minor league baseball team, the Asheville Tourists, which was purchased by the governor's family in 2010. The Paycheck Protection Program's objective is to help smaller businesses stay open and keep Americans employed during the pandemic. Ohio has more of an idea about what this November's election will look like now that the state's elections chief has handed down a directive outlining details to Ohio's 88 county boards of elections. State House correspondent Joe Ingles has details.
Secretary of State Frank LaRose's directive tells local boards to print additional ballots, get plenty of PPE, and increase staff and poll workers. Residential senior centers also cannot be polling locations, but schools are being suggested as news sites. And local boards are ordered to deploy staff to make sure older Ohioans in senior facilities and those with disabilities have the opportunity to vote. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Four Northeast Ohio Native American organizations are supporting a new name for the Cleveland Indians. The American Indian Movement of Ohio, the Lake Erie Professional Chapter of the American Indian Science and Engineering Society, the Committee of 500 Years of Dignity and Resistance, and the Lake Erie Native American Council issued a statement on Monday encouraging the team to change the name and, quote, eliminate harmful and racist Native American sports mascots, names, and imagery. The Indians on Friday announced they would explore the idea after the NFL's Washington Redskins said they would find a new name. An extra 20 weeks of unemployment compensation will be made available to eligible Ohioans once they've exhausted their other benefits. State House correspondent Joe Ingles has this story.
Brett Crow with the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services says the state's unemployment is high enough that some Ohioans will be able to get an extension.
This potentially extends unemployment benefits for those who remain unemployed and have exhausted their unemployment benefits through two other programs, the traditional unemployment program and then the pandemic emergency unemployment compensation program.
Crow says there's no extension of the $600 weekly benefit paid for those receiving traditional unemployment. That expires later this month. He says the department will be notifying Ohioans who are eligible for assistance under this program. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Lake Erie water levels have dropped below their record high in June. Thanks to below average rainfall for the third straight months in the Great Lakes, Lake Erie fell below its record high level in June. Cleveland.com reports a dry June caused Lake Erie to rise less than an inch from its record-setting May 24th level of nearly 575 feet above sea level. It's 29 inches above average, and current forecasts project water levels on Lake Erie to be 2 to 4 inches below last year's levels for the rest of 2020. This is WKSU.